the COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.
With me is Joe Gill. He is the HR advisor at the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Joe, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is this job retention scheme. It's been in the news an awful lot. The impression is there's an awful lot of businesses are utilizing it. Can you describe the key points to what this job retention scheme is offering?
All UK employers with a PAYE scheme can access the support. Applies to all employees who've been asked to stop working but are being kept on the payroll. That's what's known as a furloughed worker. And obviously the HMRC, the reimbursement support, is 80% of the wages capped at £2,500 per month. It's open 3 months, backdated to the 1st of March, so it covers March, April and May. Another key point, which I've managed to pick out, is obviously the portal you claim it back to isn't live yet on HMRC. The scheme isn't active. Looking to get it up and running before the end of April. Now, the 80% of the contribution from HMRC to your employees' wages is based on the higher of two figures, either the earnings in the same pay period in the previous year or the average earnings in the previous 12 months or less if you've worked for less. Unfortunately, any employees taken on after the 1st of March 2020 are excluded from the scheme. However, businesses can re-employ people who have been made redundant since the 1st of March and then place them on the furlough scheme. To qualify for the payments, an employee must be furloughed for a minimum of 3 weeks. So you can't rotate staff weekly between furlough and non-furlough because the minimum length of period is 3 weeks. And employees on furlough leave can do volunteering and training, providing it doesn't generate any money for their employer.
Now, obviously, this job retention scheme has been a big help for many businesses to get through this difficult time. But lagging behind that was support for self-employed workers. But of course, that then changed with the self-employed support scheme. Can you tell us how this applies for self-employed people?
Yeah, so self-employed, unfortunately, don't qualify under the coronavirus job retention scheme. Basically, they have their own scheme, which is the self-employed support scheme. Now, we'll just run through the key points on this on eligibility. So, the eligible, more than half of the claimant's income needs to come from self-employment. The scheme's open to those with a trading profit of less than £50,000 in the year 2018-19, or an average trading profit of less than £50,000 covering the previous 3 years. Those who are recently self-employed and don't have a full year of accounts, unfortunately, don't qualify for the scheme. And the government's new help comes on top of the 6 month delay for tax payments as well through the self-assessment scheme. Those with the lowest incomes, however, are in line to receive more generous benefits prepayments. As you've heard, the Universal Credit Scheme, the amount paid has been up, and they removed the repayments or suspended the repayments of any money loaned from Universal Credit. What will happen in how to claim it is the Chancellor said it will cover 95% of the self-employed. Now, what will happen is HMRC will contact them directly, people who are eligible, and invite applications. The application requires them to confirm that they are eligible, and then it's paid straight into the bank account of the self-employed individual. So there's no need to contact HMRC for the self-employed. They'll contact them directly to inform them of their eligibility.
The final point I want to ask you about is the question over which businesses should be operating at this time, which shouldn't. Can you explain the criteria upon which your business should be open? And connected to that, how do people know whether their workers are classed as key workers?
Right, well, on the key worker thing, that is the guidance on the .gov website. There's the obvious ones, such as your doctors, your nurses, your police officers. However, a lot of companies are involved in supply chains for big organisations at this time, such as the military and NHS. If you are in those supply chains and your work is considered vital for those supply chains, you will be classed as a key worker. If you are able to maintain social distancing within your workplace and providing the guidelines, well, yeah, you still can continue to operate your business. if it is not possible to enforce this social distancing within your workplace, then the decision should be taken to close the workplace down and place any members of staff on the furlough scheme as announced by the government.
Thank you, Joe. All very helpful. If people would like to try to get that information online, is there a web page they could go to on the Chamber site?
Yeah, we've got our own COVID-19 special web page. That's on www.staffordshirechambers.co.uk, and that is being updated daily with all the information and anything further that's being announced by the government. If you go on the website, the main page, it's front and centre, and you'll see the COVID-19 toolkit there. If you click on it, it's got all the useful information following through there on everything we've discussed today.
The COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Cross Rhythms City Radio.